Evet. So we're about to begin a brand new sugya, major sugya, which has serious impacts not just on Chulin Daf Tzadik Zayin with the sugya peers, but it's going to touch on some many aspects of Machos Asuros. Hopefully, open up our eyes to some basic yisoidus that touches on many issues involved in Machos Asuros. So the sugya begins in a very, very innocent way. It begins really as a continuation of the previous sugya, in the sense that the Gemara was trying to understand who in the world is going to taste this tarfus for us. We have a tarobus, a potentially non-kosher food. Who's going to be called to do the taste test for us? So the Gemara says, well, we're not the first ones to have this problem. Rabbi Yechon wasn't the first one to have this problem. The Braisa already has a problem, because the Braisa refers to the din of Kedeiru Shabishim Avos Le'Evash Bechalov Bimishol, right? But I say that. So the Braisa says, there's this Tanaim already, hundreds of years before the Yechon, and the Tanaim already formulated his din, that if you have a fleshy pot, you're not supposed to use a fleshy pot to cook bilchiks. And if you did, so you potentially traced up the bilchiks, did you or did you not trace up the bilchiks? Well, you have to taste it. How are you going to taste it? It must be, can't be a Jew's going to taste it. But Taz, Drish, whatever the reason, it must be a Goy's going to taste it. So, because of this din, we now have a new sugya for ourselves. We now have a sixth sugya called the sugya, forget about who's tasting it, just independently this sugya. Kedeiru Shabishim Abbas Levash Bechalav and Bishim Reizim Reizim Tav. So, this is a given. He has any single kid on the street. You ask him, any from kid on the street, you ask him, can you have the same pot for Flay Six Mulchix? The answer is no. Obviously not. That's this braisa. And if you do, if you try to use the pots interchangeably, you're going to trafe up your entire kitchen. So I have only one question to begin our sugya with. I want to know, to what degree did you just trafe up your kitchen? I have a fleshy pot, and I cook milchiks, and then 2 minutes later, I want to know just how trafe is that milchiks. What do I mean by that? I know I can't eat it. There's no question if I could taste and discern the meat in it. There's no question that it's going to be treif. What do I want to know when I'm asking that question? Just how treif it is? I want to know, is what just occurred here a Torah violation of Basa B'Chalav or not? That's all I want to know. I'm going to draw two pictures on the board. They're both going to be miserable pictures, all right? But just bear with me, all right? I'm going to draw a picture of a pot. Okay, and we'll make a coder here. We're going to fill it up with milk. Okay, there's milk in the pot. Now we're going to take, red is always a good sign for meat, some good geschmack of red blood meat, okay? Take a piece of meat. Geschmack is meat, okay? Turn on the fire. What is this? What did I just describe here? Would anybody question that the result of this food is asur b'daraisa? No. There's no question. There's an isser bishul. There's an isser achila. Isser ano. Al zeh nel v'tayra lo sevashel gedi b'chalavimoy. Now, we all know, it doesn't have to be literally a gedi. That was a gemara later on. The eighth parak means any kind of kosher animal. Chon imo doesn't mean literally its mother's milk. It can be any mother's milk. So those are details, but there's no question that this is geraisa. Now we have a little bit of a finer case. I have a pot, and I cooked meat in this pot. Okay? I didn't cook meat in this pot in milk. I cooked meat in the pot in water. Okay? It was a kedeiru shabishim avoser. And now what do? I empty out the meat. And now I start cooking a second time around. However, in the second time around, so many markers here, it's getting confusing. The second time around, I cook milk. There's no meat here. The meat was ready served for lunch. There's a kedeiru shabishim avoser le'evashim b'cholov. My question is, there is no question that this milk is treif. I can't, if I ask Rabbi, can I drink this milk? The answer is absolutely no. But what if I ask Moshe Rabbeinu? Can I drink this milk? If I ask the Shulchan Aruch, he'd say I can't drink it. If I ask the Tanoim, the Brais, the Tanizayim, I can't drink it. But if I ask Moshe Rabbeinu, what would he say? Would he say that you're not allowed to drink this milk mina Torah because this is lo sevashel gedi b'chalav imo? Well, he would look at me and he'd say, what would he say to me? What would Moshe Rabbeinu say? Everybody say? He'd say, there's something major missing in this Basa B'chalav. You know what it is? There ain't no basar. Where's the meat? Where's the beef? There's nothing here. So this is Ben Lady Sassof. Now, why Lemaisa, is it true that this is Bas B'chol? Halach Lemaisa Midrabbanan maybe, but why is it true Halach Lemaisa is Bas B'chol? What's the answer? Where's the beef? Who's going to tell me? Where's the beef? Where's the meat? The meat is linked inside. What was it? Inside the walls, the deep recesses of this pot are molecules either of meat that got into the sides of the wall of the pot through this boss that was here 5 minutes before. So now, in a certain sense, there is boss mechalav here. What am I asking, Rabbi Yisai? What I'm really asking, to be boss mechalav d'araisa, do you have to have real physical, live, visible to the eye meat and real physical, visible to the eye milk? Or is it enough to be boss mechalav if you are cooking not with meat proper, but you're cooking with bleus of meat? Or perhaps you're cooking with bleus of milk. There's no boss of the end, or there's no chol of the end, but I have tam of each one of them together. Can that create boss of chol of the eyes? That's my shot. So I want to know just to what degree, just how serious is kedei shabishim of boss levash b'chol of? Just how significant is that point of kedei shabishim of boss levash b'chol of? How important is that? How serious it is in their eyes is that? Or is that b'chol or in the rabbanon? So, knowing all that you know after learning about 2.5 weeks or so of Maseches Chulin, what would your take on this matter be? What would your initial reaction to this matter be? Not bad, but hopefully you know more than that. Let's not talk. No, let's not talk. Oh, so the Chora, this revolves around a very, very simple question that we've referenced already several times in the last 2.5 weeks. Namely, in order for basar b'chalav to be asar, you need basar, and you need chalav. So in this case, I have chalav. Where's the chalav? Right here. Where's the basar? I don't really have basar. What do I have? I have tam basar. So I want to know, what am I really asking? Is tam basar like basar or not? What's the another way of saying that phrase? Tam ki'ikar or not? So if you accept tam ki'ikar, so just listen to the word. Tam ki ikar means that whenever the halacha speaks that an ikar, tam is the halacha equivalent to the ikar. It's identical. Tam is ki ikar. If you really believe gemuna shleima in that statement, if you're a ma'amin in Chazal, tam ki ikar, then basically you say if ikar creates both b'chol d'araisa, then tam creates both b'chol d'araisa as well. But if you deny tam ki ikar, if you hold that tam kikur doesn't, there's no such thing, tam kikur is made up. Tam kikur is just something, term that we just made up. It doesn't really mean anything. It's only what? It's only midirabbanon. If you hold that tam kikur is only midirabbanon, then midiraisa, tam is not kikur, then you're not fulfilling the words of the chumash. So tam basar is not like basar. So the heart's an open and shut case, right? Tosha no pshita. It all depends on what you accept tam kikur. We already know. Krishna already leading us down the path. If we are fully aware that Tam Kikowitz Deraisa Derabbanan is a running machlokes in the Gemara, and when all the dust settles, who does it really boil down to? It's really based on Machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. That's when everything else settles. I mean, eight other, six other Bishamim get into the picture, but when it all settles, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. It's the grandfather of the grandson. Could you imagine? Just look at what's going on. Rashi's sitting with his little grandson on his lap, and he's teaching him Chulin. And he's reading the sugyas, and he's reading the rashis, and his little grandson, little Enikel, is saying, Zaidi, I don't think that's true. I have 16 kashas, why well, think because they're Isa. What nachas. Oh, it's geschmack. What nachas Rashi must have got from that. Okay, my grandson's not yet up to that point. Oh, that's Shem. Okay, so Rabbeisai, the Chor is an open and shut case. It all depends on what you think about Tom Kiva. Who thinks what I just said is radically incorrect? So fundamentally wrong. I heard guys screaming and saying it today, quoting the Gemara that shows that what I'm saying is dead wrong. Obviously, guys didn't even know the Gemara. What?
The Gemara says Teresa.
Says what, Teresa?
That Tom Kaker seems to be.
Seems?
Yeah,
it's possible. Machlech Rashi Tam, Machlech in the Gemara. What? What? Boop. What did he say? Give him a chassid p'tur. He said the wrong thing. What? He started to say the right thing. No, what? anyone bothered reading the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kol Chesam and Aleph? Wasn't it on the Mar Mekuma? Okay. Let's read this Gemara. It's one of these pivotal Gemaras we're going to probably read, hopefully, about 20 times this year. By golly, it's the first Gemara on what Mishnah? Anyone know? On Tifus Cholov, Tifus Shachar, right? Tifus Cholov, Daf Kuf Ches, that's the place. That's where the action is, as they say. You know what's going to be, though, a little bit of a downer, but it's probably actually get to Daf Kuf Ches. We're not going to have anything to say. They say for Jews, but no one's here anyway, so we don't have to say anything. Okay. So, Chul and Kuf Ches and Aleph. That was an advertisement for a Jews, but. So, Chul and Kuf Ches and Aleph. Amr Abaye, Abaye starts out with the Yisoda Yisoidis. Abaye says, Time of Amosha Miyama Diraisa. Abaye takes a stand on this issue way before Rashi Ben Adam entered into the scene history. Abaye says, Time of the Mamosha. What's that equivalent of saying? Tam Kikr. Tam Kikr, there's no Mamosha, says only Tam. It's an Issa Diraisa. The email says, These are the doctor, but if you can tell me a story, says Rashi, tell me a Bubba Mite, it's only Mr. Rabbanon. That's incorrect. He must have called my title again, Rina. He says, everyone must agree that Tam Kikr is Yerai. So why? Because it's a fair Shabbos and Chumash. Where? The institution of Bosa B'cholov indicates to us is a proof positive as to the authenticity of Tam Kikr. How does Bosa B'cholov teach us Tam Kikr? It's very simple. I take a piece of meat, cook it in milk. The Torah says, you can't eat that meat. I take the meat out. Where's the milk? Where's the milk? I take the meat out of the pot of milk. Where's the milk? Left behind the pot. Why can't I eat the meat? What's the answer? Because there's tam of milk inside the meat. The very institution of the iser of achilas basa b'cholov is presupposing that there's no ikar in the meat. Basa b'cholov is not a cheeseburger that I'm looking at the cheese. That's not the tzur of the Torah. The Torah is talking about bishul. Bishul means I cook the solid piece in a liquid. By definition, when I take the solid out of liquid, there's no liquid left. The only thing that's left is the tam of the liquid, and the Torah says it's also zok the baye. Zepher from Do, you see from here, there's a fashion tam keeper. And Abaye took this and ran with him and extrapolated the chol dergula. So Abaye says, within the model of the entire parish, the entire institution of Asmacholov, is a proof positive that if I have a little bit of chazer, it's thrown to a pot of tevesim, but I take the chazer out, in this tam, the tevesim is also with the raisa. Abaye had no qualms mixing and mashing from Asmacholov to chol dergula. And Rava disagrees. Rava argues it's not true. Rava says, no, you can't learn out from Bas Mechalov, and then it's not clear exactly why, but at some stage the Gemara finally concludes that Rava says you can't learn from Bas Mechalov. You know why? Bas Mechalov is a what? Is a Chiddush HaTorah. It boggles the mind. It defies logic. We have a general rule in Torah that the whole Torah makes sense. It makes sense from a logical vantage point. The dinim fit into a pattern. Because the Torah makes sense, and the dinim fit into a pattern, and there's a structure, and there's an inner logic to the dinim Torah, that enables us to derive halachas one from another. But one of the klali Torah is mematzinu. If the din is here, and the din can be carried over somewhere, why should that be too? Why should that be so? Because the answer is, it's all one unit. Teres Hashem Tzimim Mishim Zahar, it's all one unit. So therefore, we can jump from one to another. It all makes sense. It's within the same pattern of thinking. It's like, l'hav the lelef avdolos. You know, you're learning history, so there are certain, you know, certain comparisons and certain rules and certain svaras that permeate just that all kind of study of history. Imagine if you start to use some of those svaras in learning math. It works its own rules. Math is one body of knowledge, and chemistry, math overlap a little bit. There's history and there's literature. There are different kinds of chokhmas. But there's some three shivs nafsh. It's one gevaldige chokhmas haTorah, and if you can go jump from one to another. But the Gemara says, even licked within the chokhmas haTorah, there are certain pockets in chokhmas haTorah that defy human logic. And those pockets that defy human logic cannot be extrapolated from, because you don't understand the language, you don't understand the terms that you're using. And that's within the Chokhmas HaTorah, there's a category called Chidushim. There aren't so many of them. Most of the Torah is pretty straightforward. Most of the Torah can be extrapolated one to another. Every once in a while you bump into an area of halacha that's a Chiddush. Anyone know, anyone remember, we spoke about this years ago. Edom Zoyim is a Gevaldik Chiddush, right? One of the examples, last week's Pasha. Why is Edom Zoyim such a Gevaldik Chiddush? Was based on all rules of Dini HaTorah Edim Zelman shouldn't make any, shouldn't be true. Why? Two people say one thing, two people say something else. What should the normal halacha be? Throw them both out the window. That's logic. That's Baba Basra. That's Sanhedrin. That's Makas. That's Pasha. Edim Zelman's Gevald Kechidish. But see, you believe the second guy, the first time, they say Gevald Kechidish. And because Edim Zelman is a Kechidish, that's going to force us to extrapolate or not extrapolate certain dinim of Edim Zelman based on that principle. Another example of a Kechidish is Bas B'cholov. Rava says Bas B'cholov is a Gevald Kechidish. Why? It defies all the rules of B'cholos Asuras. Why is it so different? What is so mechudish about Basra? Why is Basra any different than Chazan and Avelis, Trefus? So the Gemara searches on Daf Kuv Ches to try to figure out. Now, on Daf Kuv Ches, the Gemara doesn't fill us in the whole picture. In Pesachim, the third parak, the Gemara tries to figure out what is so mechudish about Basra. We spoke about this earlier this year. What is so defying of logic of Basra B'chol? Basra B'chol is so radically different. It's so radically different, yet you can't derive anywhere from it. What's the mechudish about Basra B'chol?
Good and good equals bad.
So one reason the Gemara says is good and good equals bad. Boss is mutter. There's nothing wrong with having a hamburger, nothing wrong with having a milkshake. You mix the two together, give out, you have a isa deraisa. That defies human logic. The Gemara says, nah, ish, man, that's not such a chiddush. Was it not a chiddush? Happens all the time. But kilayim, you have it. This is special. This is a common kilayim. There's nothing wrong with a piece of wheat, nothing wrong with barley, nothing wrong with grapes. But you mix them all together, hocus pocus, you create a nisa deraisa killer karam. So that characteristic of zeb mutav riyatsa mutav riyatsa kabani kredisa is interesting, it's fascinating, but I can't call it a chidush. Chidush is something that's decisive, it's kol ha-terekula.
Shabbos is a
chok. Bas Chol is also a chok, but that doesn't mean it's only a chidush. But that chok means that we can't figure out, I didn't use the wrong term by logic. I can't figure out the reason for it, other than something to finish. But it starts to exhibit characteristics that are not really the pure framework of rational logic. That's what a finish means. So Eim Zom is a finish because the regular rules of Eidus point in one direction. You have a tray, throw them out, pull them out the window. Eim Zom is the incident. Plus the Chopov, the Gemara thought that Zemut Reyas is a finish. And that would put Bas B'chol into that unique category of chiddush. And the Gemara backtracks and says that's not a chiddush. So what's the chiddush now? What is the chiddush about Bas B'chol? Anyone know?
Bishul.
What do you mean bishul? What does it mean?
Bishul.
Yeah, the Gemara. Those four lines, those four words, don't mean what you think it means. What you're saying it means. What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of Bas B'chol? So the Gemara says unbelievable chiddush. I take a piece of meat. And I soak it in milk for 6 months. And I ask my Shebeinu, can I eat the meat? What's the answer? Het gomer. It's mole v'godesh v'bosa v'cholam. It tastes like a, mamish like a, I can't even describe it, how it tastes like, but it tastes like any ta'imas kfeil is going to taste. This is the real McCoy. My Shebeinu says you can serve it for lunch on Shabbos iftar. There's nothing wrong with it. You turn on the fire for 30 minutes, hocus pocus, it becomes an issa goma with an issa bas b'chol and mafkas galore, and it works. That's crazy, never heard of such a thing. Chazer is aser, doesn't matter if it's cooked or roasted, chazer is aser. Neveil's there. What a wild din. It doesn't make any sense. It defies all of logic of the b'chol asuras. We don't have any other example of something that's moly v'godesh of tam of one another, and it's het goma, and you turn on the fire for a minute, it becomes aser. It's not going to be chiddush. So the Gemara concludes that's a gevaldige chiddush. So zok to Rava, that you cannot derive from Bas B'cholov any details to other areas of halacha. Bas B'cholov doesn't belong in your day. It belongs in another chelek, chelek hamisha, shochana called chelek chidushim. It doesn't fit the patterns of the veil, straight, it's chelek dam, nothing. It's its own world because it's a chiddush. And therefore, says Rava, because it's such a gevaldige chiddush, therefore, says Rava, what? You cannot derive what? What can you not derive? Tom Kiker for Bas B'chol. So yes, Tom Kiker exists for Bas B'chol. That's true. Every case of Bas B'chol is by definition Tom Kiker. But just because the Torah creates Tom Kiker for Bas B'chol, that has no shape or form impact on Tom Kiker and Chaz and Avelis Trefus, etc. So this is the Machlokes of Ayin Rava. This is the Kudus of Machlokes. So again, everybody agrees that in the realm of Bas B'chol, Tom is Kiker. not even a shayla, right? That's like a milsa de pshita. That's a possible chumash. That is possible chumash. By definition, tam kikar. Otherwise, there's no milk there. I'm just eating meat because I'm having tam in the bosa. Shari surim, the tam kikar deraisa derabana. So Abaye said it's deraisa, and it's derived from the bosa b'chola. And Rava says it's only derabana because the chiddush lo gavrina. Now, you're probably wondering, hey, wait a second, isn't that the Machlokes Rashi or Minatav? Yeah, eventually, this will translate hundreds of years later into the Machlokes Rashi or Minatav, what the final Pesach Halacha is. But it's no question on Daf Koches and Chulin, we're getting already the inkling of this very question. Is Tam Ki Ikar by Shari Surim, the rice, the one all boils down to, can we derive Mos Bechotanah? If that's the case, can somebody now go back to this Braisa and tell me, Kidei Rishabishu Mabosu, Levasha Becholov, Kim Bishal Hareza Dinais in Tam? Is the resulting milk also in a term in the Rabban? Who's going to, who told me a bunch of before that? But it all depends. What do you think, Tavi? You're like, Rashi, what's the answer? What? It's for sure the answer. Even if your view on Tam Ki Ikar and Kol Tarkul is the Rabbanon, but everybody agrees the buck stops here by where? Everybody agrees that Bas Bechob is the Raisa. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kamala, even Rava, who refused to derive from Bas Bechob to Shari Sumi in a Torah, even Rava conceives that with the Raisa and Bas Bechob, Tam is Ki Ikar. We throw the question, what would Moshe Rabbeinu think about this? So somebody told us a story that depends on what you think about Tam Kikar. We like what he said, and then we went back to the drawing board and realized that it's wrong. Because the Bas Bechov could have a plig in the Tam Kikar's Deraisa.
What does Abaye
say about
that not being
Kiddush? Well, I mean, Abaye apparently didn't view that phenomenon as being such a great Kiddush. Maybe Abaye held it with me. Maybe if you want to know why Abaye didn't think the Bas Bechov was such a big chiddush, I don't know. You have to go into the world of Abaye. What's called the chiddush? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Why
didn't
you say that Abaye was closer on what he says, and then?
But there are days in the Gemara that say Bas Bechov, that say Tam Kikar. They're right. Again, this, I don't want to ruin it for Tam Kikar. It's going to hold sugya of itself down the line. But just the Tas Sadvarim, the only part that's relevant for us is. With this background, we run into a very, very problematic Rashba. A very, very difficult Rashba. The Rashba, the 30 man Kaimis, everyone got to the Rashba? The Rashba and the Aftari Chesim Ubeis. And believe it or not, the sugya of Tam Kikar. That's where the sugya appears. Tam Kikar. That's where the Rishonim go to town and the eight different shittas. All the sugyas and svarim. I'm still trying to think how many sugyas we're going to get. We're going to churn out of that sugya of Tam Kikar. To quote one sugya will take us 6 pages. So we might recover. So we may have to break it down into a few. But it's a long, long, long sugya. If you take a look at the Rashba there, you'll see he's got pages and pages and pages just in the sugya of Tam Kikar. Finally, the Rashba decides it's time to wrap this up. After a month of learning the sugya, the Rashba says, "Nimtza psak halacha." What's the bottom line of this whole story? Leading Tam Ki Ikar, lefid divir Rashi's out. According to Rashi, Shita, that Tam Ki Ikar ultimately is the Rabbanon. For whatever reason, Abayis, Rashi siding with Rav and other sugyas, and Rashi's claiming that maskan of achareki chleisa called the bottom line, and all the dust settles that the whole thing is the Rabbanon. Listen to what happens. Let's put it into real life, into a kitchen. It's like the Rashba, the Das Rashi. Im nitchva kafshel iser pesecha tafshel. If a person takes a spoon that just used to stir chazer a minute before, he takes it out, it's clean, there's no be'en there, and he sticks that treifa spoon into a pot of soup. That's case number one. B'chein kav cheleves bas yeba b'sech k'deir shol bosa. Or, you don't want to have treifa spoons around, so he's got a fleishik pot, and he takes a milchik spoon, the Rashba just throws in the fact it was used with him this day, that's going to become important later, but not for yet. So he takes a real bona fide milchik spoon, he just used the milchik spoon 5 minutes ago to stir his hot milk, and now he takes it and he sticks it into a pot with mamish teeming with cholin, the real meat, the real McCoy. Or the other way around. He has a fleishik spoon, there's a different milchik pot. Doesn't make much of a difference. So far, how many cases did the Rashba give?
Three.
We have three cases. Case number one is Treifus Mun. Case number two is Milchik into Fleishes. Case number two is Fleishes into Monos. V'chein, Nochikis. Chatichas Tevela Shadofla Besecha Gedeva. He's cooking a pot of potato soup and a piece of Nevela falls in. He could see it. So he yanks it out right away. What's his problem, Rabbi said?
Spills.
Before Nishbach, he yanked the treifas out. What's the problem? How does he know this is a problem? It's a Mishnah, right? Remember our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, remember the Gid Anosha, you have to get the Gid out and you got to get the Tam out also. So the Rashi gave a fourth case. So the Rashba just lined up four Yerdei questions, like a good Tzbicha B'china, okay? Four Yerdei questions. Treif a spoon into a pot, milchik spoon to a fleshik pot, fleshik spoon into a milchik pot, a shtich nevela fell into a pot. In all of these cases. So the guy is getting really psyched up, and once he's getting ready, he's putting on his lab coat, and he's about to do what? He's going to taste it? What, he's going to call the guy to taste it? Nah. What's he going to do? The kodem shehispik l'sharim yesh b'reitem v'chatiches at the shish and levat l'isar before he's able to get it. The guy's got klutz. What does he do? He bangs it, the whole thing. But now he's got half a pot left and he has no way of knowing how much was there before and how much fell in. He can't reconstruct. He has no idea. Gaval t'shrigin nish b'chareitem v'yev shalam r'lov v'yev shish and levat l'oy. Everything's okay. You can eat the guy's house. Everything's good. What? A sveka drabana in the kula. You hide behind sveka drabana in the kula. Masha nishim and hefty egg mutter. Whatever's left over in the pot is hefty goma. Sveka drabana in the kula, call it a day. Now, obviously, the Rashba was only talking according to who? Rashi. What would Rabbi Natam say about this? Say disaster, fake the rice in the Chumrah. And remember, we've quoted a few times here that the Rashi was from the Machmir in Tam Kikr, because the Rashi himself is actually Machmir like Rabbi Natan, at least from Misafik, Rabbi Chesh Rabbi Natan. But in the worldview of Rashi, the Rashi just said, in these four scenarios, fake the Banakullah. Where's the Kasha from Rashi? There's a Kasha from the Rashi. What else? Everyone agrees. Two out of the four cases the Rashba was right. Two of the four cases the Chor is not right. The case of the treif a spoon is Ozai. The case of the Nevela is Ozai. Of the Basar and the Cholov, what are you talking about? Right? Rashi, everyone agrees. Tam Kik is the Raisa. Even Rashi would concede to that. What do you see everybody saying?
Everyone agrees.
You gotta go, not agrees to what?
That
also
follows the race.
Anyone who agrees to the Gemara, unless you're a Koifer and a Chazal. We'll just leave that out for now, okay? But assuming that you're part of a Torah institution, so you believe in the words of the Halakha Chachamim, you believe in the words of a Halakha, the Rabban Shalom also, okay? That's understood. That's the basic ABCs of being part of a Torah institution. So if that's the case, we'll leave that out. But if that's the case, so then, how can the Rashba say what he said? How in the world can the Rashba say what he said? It's a Sufi Tirais, even according to Rashi. What's going on? What did the Rashba have in mind?
It's only a spoon.
Are you telling me that you're a kafir in Tom Kiker? What are you saying? What's he saying? It's only a spoon. What's he saying? What you're saying is a gevald gevort from Prima Godin. Not all Tomim are created equal. You know, for the last 3 weeks or so, we've been tossing around this term, Tom Kiker. So we give multiple examples of Tom Kiker. You have Tom Kiker when a piece of chaza falls into a pot of potato soup. We've been calling Tom Kiker sticking spoons into pots. We've been saying it's all the same, right? No, says the people got them. There's a big difference between Tom Haba Min Ha Chaticha versus Tom Haba Min Ha Kli Haba Min Ha Chaticha. This tam of direct tam that comes from the basar itself, from the neveil itself, that's one kind of tam. And then there's another kind of tam, tam haba, derech sakum. That means silverware. Sakin kafu mazleg. That means that it comes through a pot, through a silverware, through a kli, that's a much lower level of tam. Zokti pibugol b'des arashba. That b'med d'var mamurim, the tam tikas d'araisa. That's only when. No. That's when it comes min hadover itself. And that makes a lot of sense. Because what's the mokor for tam kikah? What's the model of the Torah of tam kikah? The Torah does not say v'dam shem ha-shalim v'tam kikah. What does it say? V'dam shem ha-shalim ha-savash ha-gdi b'chalavimoy. From ha-savash ha-gdi b'chalavimoy, we learn there must be tam. Why? Because there really is no chalav in the basar. But I take it out, put it on my plate. There's only tam. It's true this tam. But where did the tam come from? The tam that's licked in basar b'chalav. Where did that tam come from? From what? From a davar mamish, from the milk itself. So tam abomin a mamish is the araisa. Tam abomin a kli, that's already twice removed, is not the araisa, says the Pirugan. And therefore, everything's kabbalistic, everything's in line with it. And therefore, there's no problem that even though, yeah, tam kik is the araisa of bas b'cholov, and not tam abomin a kli, kabbalistic, you can breathe a sigh of relief. Kabbal Gavarch Shabbat B'Rugad that says Pshat Nirashma. No? Where's the Kasha? It says B'Rugad Rashma. How do you let the B'Rugad get away with this?
Tam's Kekar shouldn't we take on the full...
No, Tam Kekar is a certain degree of Kedar, so we model after the case of the Torah itself. So the case that the Torah describes with Tam Kekar is Basa B'Cholah, which is Tam Abom and Amamish. So Mehechates, you could derive the Tam Abom and Akli. Tam Abom and Akli is only with the Rabban. Who's got a kasha against this people who got his beer in the Rashba? No, I want to get kasha. That's the screw. Who here saw this Rashba? Everyone saw the Rashba? Who thought of the kasha in the Rashba? How could the Rashba say most of all? Only the Rabban and the Rashba. Who thought of the terms of the people who got it? Who thinks of the next kasha? One step on, let's come on, let's go. The next kasha. What's the flow of this Rashba? Rashba's sukum. He's been misakeim the sugi, summarizing the sugi. So he's saying, according to Rashi, all the above are subject to Rabban Lekula. I cut you guys off short, because I felt that I cut the Rashba off short. Because I had Rachmanos on you, there's another 40 lines. But what's the Rashba about to say? What do you think, without knowing what he says? You don't need to know who it is. What do you think the next line the Rashba is about to be? He just told you what the Sikha Masugi is according to the Zayde, or the Rashi. That's the Tekon Te'enich, according to Rabban Tam. What's the Sikha Masugi according to Rabban Tam? That Tam Kikar is what? Is the Araisa. And therefore Nishbach is going to be Safik the Araisa B'chumra. And what are the four cases going to be? The identical four cases, right? No, what's Bakasha? That's what says the Rashba. That's the next lines in the Rashba. No, what's Bakasha? Make up your mind now. No. The Rashba is guilty of what? Why? If the Rashba's equation is right, that tam ki ikar min ha-Torah only means tam haba min ha-Ikar, so then that should be true bein lefi Rashi in Bas B'Cholah, bein lefi Rabbeinu Tam and Shari Sufim. So if the Rashba's first as half, the first assumption is right, that even in cases where the Torah asks tam ki ikar like Bas B'Cholah, even Michei Agav the tam ki ikar is also, that only means tam haba min ha-Mamish, it doesn't include tam haba min ha-Kli, even if that's true, and then that svar should be identically true, should be absolutely equally true for Rabbeinu Tam's world as well. So Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, is only a Machlekes how far Tam Kikar goes. Everybody agrees there's a starting point of Tam Kikar. Everyone agrees Tam Kikar is. Remember when we started off, the first time we mentioned Tam Kikar, I said, there's Machlekes where the Raisa the Rabbanan. It doesn't mean that there are Shittas that never heard of Tam Kikar. Of course, Tam Kikar exists in a third sometimes. It's a question how far it goes. So according to Rashi, the buck stops here. It goes to Bas B'Cholov and then it doesn't go past Bas B'Cholov. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it starts with Bas B'Cholov and then spreads. So that's a machloikes in terms of just how far the Mala Bas B'Cholov goes. But there's no machloikes. There's no reason in a million years to believe that there's a machloikes in the nuance of Tam Abom and Ika versus Tam Abom and Akli. It's the same standards, the same gradations. Whatever your definition is for one Rishon, it's going to be the same for the other Rishon. So if you really believe, like the Rashba is setting forth, the Tam Kikur Deraisa is limited when it's coming to Mamish, that should equally be true for a Ben and Tam. And therefore, if you stick a tray for spoon into a pot of potato soup, that should be, what kind of a Shabbat? Deraisa or Derabanan? It should be Derabanan. And that's not what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, the fate was not that way. So what's going on? So now we have the Prima Gaon, the Rosh, we're back in the corner again. It's the answer, Rabbi Yisrael. Is that Mufindol what? What do you see from here, Rabbi Yisrael? Unbelievable Yisrael. A Yisrael from in the Machlekes Rashi or Minutam. That the Machlekes Rashi or Minutam is not just the Machlekes as to where Tamkikur applies, namely which realm of Yisurim Tamkikur applies. It is also dependent upon Machlekes Rashi or Minutam. What constitutes tam? Is tam defined in the most limited sense as tam haba min habasur, min haikar, min hamamashas? Or can we expand the definition of tam kikur to include even tam haba min hakli? Now, where did that second machlokes come from? It's clear from Dave and Rashba, that's true. So the Rashba just created for us, a dual machlokes, you know. Everything is assumed to be muskum until proven otherwise. So we know that we have a machlekes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam about point A, namely Tam Kikar Bishari Surim. It's a Yadua Mefursim. So according to Rashi, it's the Rabbanon. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Deraisa. We know that already. Come on, we've referenced it. We'll hopefully we'll see it a little bit. Arichas, Berichas later on. That's machlekes number one. But the Rashba just told us, led by the Prima Gaon, is that there's a second machlokes lurking in the background, not just the machlokes as to what areas of halacha Tam Kikur applies to, but also machlokes HaRishon, the same machlokes, the same Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, as to, when we speak about Tam Kikur, is Tam Kikur only apply in the Torah to Tam Haba Min Ikur? What about Tam Haba Min HaKli? So all of a sudden, Rashi says, it's the Rabbanan, even in areas where Tam Kikur is deraisa, even in the areas of Bastuchov, Tam Abam Rechli is derabanan. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, Tam Abam Rechli is deraisa. So, you have to say that, otherwise the Rashba doesn't make any sense. I'm just steer Gluya, wouldn't want to learn the Rashba tonight. Does anyone understand why this should be so? It's just cute that we just made a second Machlekes Rashba Rabbeinu Tam because we had a problem. Why did the Rashba create this problem? What forced the Rashba to conclude? Where in the world did the Rashba see? You know, the Rashba's eyes were much more penetrating the sugya than ours are. But I gave you all the information. Rashba Rabbeinu Tam, as recorded in Shas, are only arguing about case number one. This is the only thing that appears in Rishayim and Feirish. This is Mamash Rashba's imagination, his creativity. Where did he get it from? How did the Rashba know, Mehechi Tesen, that the Sechem Achlokas even exists? You have any idea? There it is. What did I say? What's the mochor for Tam Kikur Deraisa for Rabbeinu Tam? All the dust said, I'm not asking what the mocker of the Gemara is. The Gemara has back and forth sugyas that are unclear what the Muskan is. But Chumash, everything revolves around the Chumash. What's the ultimate mocker for a Ben Tam Sheet of the Tam Kikus Deraisa and Kol Terakura? What do you think it is? You think it's Bas B'cholot, right? You think Rabbeinu Tam Halak Abaye, right? Not by a long shot. What? Correct. Possibly. Everyone agrees that Abaye is rejected in Kufches. Abaye says, Tam Kikur is deraisa, learn that from Bas B'chol. Rabbi says, forget it, it's not. It's chish b'chish lo yafilu. So Zach says, Rabbi's right, I wouldn't say what Abaye even meant, but I'm sure you couldn't even come with a beer with that Abaye. It's so obvious to us, because we've been so mushpo, we've been brainwashed by Rabbi, that Bas B'chol was a chish b'chish lo yagamrina. But Lamasra, when Tam passing Tam Kikur deraisa, what's the mochor? So Mr. Alter referencing another Gemara for us. There may be another din lurking in the background for Tam Kikur. You know what the other din is? Gilei Klimidyon. What's that Gilei Klimidyon? What's Gilei Klimidyon? Torah says in Parashas Matnas, you're going out to fight against the Midyonim. and you're going to conquer them, you're going to get all these pots and pans. Don't use the pots and pans to cook with until you kasher them. You have to kasher them. Liban and Hagola. What for what? What do you have to do with Liban and Hagola? What are you worried about? What are you worried about? That the goy could chazer it? Wash it out, there's no chazer, everything's okay. No, what does the Torah say? You can't just wash it out and okay. Because there's what? Because there's what? There's tam, there's palu inside the walls of the pot. So what do you see from here? That the Torah cares about what? About tam. Now, is the parsha of Kli Nidyon talking about Bas V'Cholov? No. It's talking about Nevelis, Trefus, Chazir. Ali Surim, Kol Yisur Shabbatayra. So the Gemara in Psochim suggests that the third prayer, maybe that's the real mokar for Tom Kikar. How could anybody argue with that mokar? That's like a conviction. That's an Eidlich HaMokar Gadol Mizeh. I don't want to ruin it, but guess what? People argue with that mokar. You know why? Some people say, no, you can't learn out from Gula Kli Nachum. You know why? Guess why? Because it's also a Chiddush. Mechiddush lo yafinu. What's the Chiddush? I don't want to ruin for the rest of the sermon. Suffice it to say that when all the dust settles, Rabbi Tam will say, what's the real, honest to goodness mocha for Tom Kikar? Not what? It's not Bas B'chol. What's the real true mocha for Tom Kikar? Kulei Kli Midyon. Does it make a difference if you believe that Tom Kikar is the Araiso, the Shari Surim? Does it really make a difference whether you derive that from Bas B'cholov and you somehow deny it? Does Abaye make a difference? Does it make a difference whether the source, the Shari Surim, is derived from Bas B'cholov or from Kulei Kli Nachri? It makes all the difference in the world. Why? Because if it's derived from Bas B'cholov, then it's limited to what? But if the emes of makor for tam kikar is from gilei nachrim, so gilei nachrim guf is an example of tam hala, tam abam and a kli, and the Torah still asks us that. So zok the people got, that's what the Rashba was right. And the Rashba said that if you live in the world of Rashi, that you deny tam kikar and call it Torah kula, which basically means that you're not a believer in Gula Kli Nachum. You don't think that's a mocker for anything, for some deep, dark secret which you haven't even gotten to. But if you never heard of that Gula, you never got to Parshas Matos. Why? It's in the summertime, and you know, you just, nobody knows. No one knows about Parshas Matos anyway. Got lost in the shuffle. Anything past Parshas, you know, the Haloscha, the kids don't know about anyway. So Parshas Matos is not on your radar screen. That's not a mocker for anything. So if you believe, like Rashi, that the only mocker in Teresh Basav the Tam Kikar is Bas B'cholov, so Taka, if Bas B'cholov is the Mokor, and Tam Kikar Shai Sur is the Rabbanon, so then the corollary of that statement is that even in cases where Tam Kikar is Derais, Ayin Bas B'cholov, it will only be a Tam Habab and Amah, Min HaChaticha, Min HaBos, Min HaMa'amish. But if you're willing to go out of your comfort zone and learn Parshas Matos and come to the realization, like Rabbi Tam did, that there is another Mokor out there to serve as the model for Tam Kikar, and that is the model of Yulik Kedachar. And that serves as a model for two halachas. Number one, it teaches me that in Kol Torah Kula, Tam Kikar is Deraisa. And it also teaches me that Tam Kikar is not limited in scope to Tam Abam and Imam. She can apply to Tam Abam and Kli as well. So in all the dust settles, that's what the Rashi was driving. Machlekes Rashi Ben Atav was a dual Machlekes. It all depends on the same question. What is the real Machlekes? What's the engine, the driving force of Tam Kikar? Is the driving force Bas V'Cholov? If that's true, then it's limited to Bas B'chol, then you can't go out of Dalad to Bas B'chol. If that's true, then it's only a Tam Abam and Amish. If you extend it to the Mok of Ingula and Achrim, so then it extends the Chol Tar Kula, and it also has the ability to encompass Tam Abam and Kli as well. That's why the Rashba wrote what he wrote. Everyone, you read the Rashba's Pashati, right? Okay, good. Just checking. Now, what I say, if that's the case, when all the dust settles from this Rashba, we've already been mushpa, we've already been influenced by the Rashba, by the Shulchan Aruch, we already know, Yadua Mefursam, that how are we knowing in Sinat Tariches in Yerodeya? We're knowing that Tam Kikar is the Shah of the Raisim Kol Torah Kula. So we, who have adopted the Mokor of Yulik and Nachrim, we are going to assume that when you stick a milk spoon into a fleshy pot or vice versa, what do you have? A potential Shah of the Bas B'Cholov on what level? Deraisa Mamish. And therefore we, who are learning Tzadik Zayin, we're only learning Gemara, we're not learning anything else, we're learning a lot of the Gemara. We are assuming this is a deraita question. That's how Hashem started. Our entire sugya today is just to figure out, is this presentation of the braisa a Moshe Rabbeinu problem or a Shulchan Aruch problem? Is this a deraita problem or a derabanan problem? So we connected all the dots, and we realized that in the Didon, that we don't accept Rashi, we don't accept that Rashba's version of Rashi, we follow Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore Kedar Shabishu Bosh Rashba Chav is a deraita. There's no shadow whatsoever. Everyone agree it was masking? Because Tom Kiker. Tom Kiker means it. Tom Kiker means it. We have a Munah Shlema. It means it by Bein Tam Abom and Abosa, Bein Tam Abom and Akli. Tom is Kiker.
Third possible
service. Third possible service. Yeah, okay, that's a whole nother ball game. We have to wait for Tzadikas. We're not going to talk about that. Rabbi Say, can somebody come up with another reason, another model, another presentation as to why Kedera Shabisha Babos and Rabash and Kholov is not a deraisa? Irrelevant, respect to the Machlagis Rashi Beitam. Kedera Shabisha Babos is just not a deraisa. It just can't be. It's just not. It just can't be. No, of course it's Ben Yom. It's not Ben Yom that we're not talking about. So I just cooked fleishiks a minute ago, wash it out, cook up my milk. The result is still not deraisa, even though Tom Kiker, deraisa in the words. There is something still missing here. What is missing? So we have to go back to the drawing board. Back to Chul Davka Chesem Al. Second time of the day. I cut Rava short. I'm going to go back to Rav again. But in order to go back to Rav, I got to go back to Abaye first. Because Rav was responding to Abaye. Back to Chesed Alav. Omre Abaye, time of a Moshe B'yam Adiraisa. Tam Kikus Deraisa. Isak Adak Terabonon, we both B'chol by time of Amrinon. Why would you not learn from Bosa B'cholov? So Abaye continues by saying, let me explain to you why you would think not to learn from Bosa B'cholov. Abai is presenting the devil's advocate, and then he's going to slug it up in a minute. So Abai is saying, I'm right. I'm 100% right. The Bas B'chov is the model. That's the source in Kol Terakula. Tam Kikas Deraisa. Because there's no way under the sun not to learn out from Bas B'chov. The only way to explain why you can't learn out from Bas B'chov is to hide behind what? What would prevent you from learning from Bas B'chov? The Chiddushu. So Abai is about to attack that. That's his next line of attack. Ichidishu, Abai says, really, you're right. Really? You tell me a story. Tell me a book about that Bas B'chov is a chiddush. If it's such a gewaldik chiddush, that the Torah asked it, even though it doesn't make any sense and it breaks the all rules, Ichidishu, what's Abai saying? If you're right, he's playing with us now. He's saying, you're going to deny, you're going to disagree with me. You're going to deny what I'm saying. You're going to tell Bas B'chov is a chiddush. If it's a chiddush, I challenge you. What's the challenge? The chiddush you? I forgot the lace the next time, not me. I'm cooking a pot of meat, and a tiny minuscule drop of milk falls in. What does the Mishnah say? Sheishem, Tom, if it's anybody Tom, it's a state of the Mishnah. You don't remember the Mishnah, should read it again for the 14th time. Deep is chal shnof lachaticha. And Yeshua is tamas to us, but if it's anybody else in Tom, it's mutter. That's the ABCs of Judaism. There's no Tom in the Bas B'chol, that's Mutter. Why? Lo Sed Hashel Gedi V'Chalei V'Moy. Is there Basar in the pot? Yes. Is there Chol in the pot? Yup. Why isn't there Bas B'chol? So Bai says, if you tell me that Bas B'chol is normal, Bas B'chol is part of regular routine halacha. So then I understand why the Mishnah tells us once it's beneath the shear of Tam, it can't possibly be also. You don't find that Tam, a little drop of chaza falls into a big pot of potatoes, was gonna, it doesn't make any sense. But if you really believe that Bas B'chol is a zah chiddush haTorah that it breaks, defies all the rules of Torah, and if it's the old world, say in Zayman, don't ask any kashas, so then, says Abaye, there should be usur even when there's no Nesivus Tam. And we know that's not true. So that is a bias application. What line of reasoning was faulty? Here we need you. When I'm going to prove my argument is right, because if your argument is right, you're led to an absurd conclusion. Let's hear it.
Reductio ad absurdum.
Exactly what I was going to say, but I have no idea. Check with your father, make sure that exists, okay? Reductio something about absurdium, okay? So that's a bias. A bias using that argument. A bias saying that if you're going to argue, you're going to play games with you, you're going to get up there on the stand and you're going to say, no, I hold Bas B'chav is a chiddush. If you believe it's a chiddush, then you're going to lead down the path of absurdity. And you're going to conclude that a tipas chol of asas, even if it's not a sintam, and that's wrong, dead wrong, it's against the Mishnah. Then for the fact that that conclusion is incorrect, you have to stop the conclusion in its tracks. How do you stop the conclusion in its tracks? By saying the Bas B'chol is not what? It's not a chiddush. It's not a chiddush. Guess what? Good morning. It's not a chiddush. What? Then you can extrapolate. Chol tarkul. It's exactly what I told you. Case closed. Oh, come on. If you had a case, if you had to find a traffic ticket, come on, there's a bias. It's unbelievable what a bias is, right? Hardcore, cold logic. Absurdity or something or other. He proved his point. However, the defendant, also had a very powerful attorney. What was his name? Rava. Rava said, your argument absurdity is nishken absurdity. No, it's not true. Zabdabaya, he undermines Rava's argument. And he says, I'm going to explain to you why I can have my cake and eat it. Why Bas B'chalav is taka chiddush, and therefore I'm right that if it's a chiddush, therefore what? You can't derive a chol tarkula. Rashi's hanging in there and Rava's coattails. But Rav has to explain, if it's such a chiddush, so why doesn't Asa even when there's no tam? So Rav explains that with a very simple form, with a very simple answer. Rav says, no, Amalei Rava, Derech Bishul Asratara. What's Zok there? What does that mean, Derech Bishul Asratara? There are three things that have to be present in order for Bas B'chalav to be Deraisa. One is Basar, one is Cholav, and the other, it has to be Derech Bishul. It has to be the normal standard rate. The presence of merely Basar and Cholav in the same pot is not enough. It's got to be Derech Bishul. What's made Derech Bishul? What's called Derech Bishul? What a normal recipe would call for, that's called Derech Bishul. Turned around Rav to Abaye and says, you're going to tell me that Basar and Cholav should be also when there's a minuscule amount of Cholav in there? Imagine the following recipe, okay? Who's the one who writes the good Jewish cookbooks? What's her name? Susie Fishman, right? So imagine she'd write the following recipe, okay? Put the following into the pot, all right? Put in a big chunk of meat, 1,000 kazasim of meat, and make sure to put in 1/100th of a kazayas of milk that nobody should taste it. Chalil and chalil, no one ever to taste it, but make sure you put it in there. I would buy another Beis Yaakov cookbook or something for Pesach. Or I would buy something different. Good joke. Since when do you put things in if you can't taste it? The whole point of putting things in is it enhances the taste. If it's not nice in tam, that's not called Derech Bishul. That's what Rava said. Derech Bishul, everyone saw the Gemara, everyone realized what Rava is saying. Derech Bishul Asutayr means that you can't argue your absurdity argument and tell me that if it's taka chiddush, then even the smallest amount should be a problem. No, it's not true. The smallest amount, by definition, can't be a problem because it's lacking in the criteria. Derech Bishul. There's Basar and there's Cholav, but it's not Derech Bishul. That, by definition, can't be Deraisa. And that's how the show ends on Daf Kum Ches. And then the Gemara starts talking about Chidich Nastavim. Everyone saw that line in Rava as a powerful argument. Derech Bishul Asutayr. You were by saying, who's going to take that and run with it? Who's going to tell me? Here's my pot. It's a Kedera Shabisho Babasar. So, where's the Basar in the pot? It's in the walls of the pot. Okay? In the walls of the pot. What do? I go ahead and I fill it up with milk. Voila. Gavaldic. Okay? I got loads of Basar in there. All this tam coming out. All ends. I got loads of Cholav in there. I have everything going for me. Tam kik is der aisa. I believe in Muna Shleim, tam kik is der aisa. I believe in tam abam and a kli, tam abam and a basa. I'm a very, very liberal version of the tam. Everything's included in tam kik. There's only one thing that's lacking. There's basa, there's chalup. You know what's lacking? Let's go back to the fish barn for a second. Listen to the following recipe, okay? I want to cook this delicious milk dish and really enhance the taste by putting meat into this dish. So she writes like this. Either you could take a good piece of meat and put it in, or for whatever reason you're keto or something like that, you can't find this ingredient, here's another way of doing it. Instead of taking a good solid shock, a piece of roast beef and putting it into the milk, you want to get that delicious taste, here's another way of doing it. Take a fleshy pot, because anyway it has a blee of basar in it, and cook up your pot of milk with nothing else in it, and I get a whiff of that taste, that aroma, it's going to be that gewaldig, meridig basar b'cholof. Why? You don't believe me? You think I'm telling you a joke? Well, you're kai from Beaker? You don't believe in Tom Kiker? You don't believe Tom Kiker? What, you think a story like a Rash, but told you Tav Abom and Abasa? No, Tav Abom and Akli. You never heard of Kulim Midri, never read Pashas about this. Why is everybody laughing? Why is that not a good recipe? What's the answer? Because normal people don't cook that way. That's not called basar, putting basar into the ingredients. It's halachli tam basar, but that's not enough for basar b'chol. Basar b'chol requires dech b'shvah seteira. So the same way that Rava disqualified less than Mason Tam, because it's lacking in that din of the official satira, we're going to argue that a tam habalua b'sech hakli is basar, but it's not the official satira. So according to this, kederi shabishu b'basar v'mashu b'cholov can never be deraisa, bein l'fi rashba for a bit of time. Nothing to do with the rashba. So the rashba learned, it all depends on, it's deraisa, derabban, depending on what you think about the mok of a tam kikar is. According to what we're saying, no. It's not the rice of the chalal, because it can't be the rice, and not because of the alfusa of Tam Kikar. That arbitrary distinction is not correct, the Rashi said, between Tam Abom and Ika, Tam Abom and Kli. It's all the same. Tam Kikar is the same. Rashi, Tam, Ika, Kli, it's all the same thing. The chisaron here is not a chisaron. It doesn't lick the chisaron in Hilchas Tam Kikar. Chisaron licked in Hilchas Derech Mishmos. It's a different angle. It's a whole other approach. So we have three possible approaches now. But Avraisa, we have just reading the Kabbalah. I just had one shot. Deraisa, Derabbanan. So one possibility was it's Derabbanan. That's within Rashi. One possibility is that it's Deraisa within the Rashba, within the Rabbanan. And our third possibility is that it's Derabbanan Beilefi Rashi, Beilefi Rabbanan, because it's not Chisard Tam Gikah Shabbat, Chisard the Derech Mishra Shabbat. And everybody read the one in the Gemara, right? Swung on the Braisa. Anyone knows who invoked this principle? And in what context this principle is invoked? That when you're dealing with pots and pans and silverware and spoons, that kind of stuff, there's no bas b'chol deraisa. Ki who's there? Oh, so the Ramah may have invoked it, depending on what you think the Ramah was talking about. So there is a very, very fascinating Ramah. The Ramah discussed the following shayla. You're going on a hike, and you're camping out. There's like communal campground somewhere. There are Jews there. There are Goyim there. It's like a big fire that's been made. You know, you got the picture, right? You guys roasted marshmallows. You guys have nakumzis. You know, it's like under the stars. And they're Goyim. They're also there. Very nice. Okay, friendly. Hello, Shalom Aleichem. And the Goy is cooking his pot of food on one end of the fire. And I'm cooking my food all day. But there's no bleas. The food's... The cooties, it goes, shoots in the air. And I'm 20 feet away. There's nothing wrong. But now a problem starts. The fire's not so good. The fire's a little schwach. And nobody knows how to make this fire work a little bit better. Right? So most of the yeshiva guys on the hike, they have no idea. Those are the guys who don't know how to make a fire for bringing the chametz, The kind of guys who... Sit there, yes, Rafa, Nishrafa, yes, Rafa, Nishrafa, yeah, and then the mice said at the end of the day the bagel was as good as it was before. Right? So, okay. So, there's one guy there, he used to be in the Boy Scouts, he knows how to make a fire. So, he starts, churning up the coals, he's turning the coals, he's putting lighter fluid on it, the fire's geschmack, maybe, wonderful. Ah, geschmack, beautiful. The remote quotes Yesh Aymrim, that he may just have been in violation of what? What azed member b'teira lo sevashel gedi? No, we never even dreamt of violating bishul bas b'chol in our lives. Maybe a chila, but not bishul. This ex-boy scout is now in violation of Los Sabashi Vichlevim. You know why? What's the guy cooking? He peeks over into the guy's pot, and what does he see? Oh, he's cooking up a geshmak stew. I think he's going to be chulled, but it's a good stew, a good meat stew. What's the problem? The problem is, what did the guy eat for breakfast this morning? He cooked up what? Oatmeal with milk. Good pot of milk this morning. So what's the Jew doing? By putting the fire on, by building up the, boosting up the fire, he is enhancing the bishul of Bas Mechala, and he's in violation of the Seder Aisa. The Rama quotes Yesh Armin. You know what the Rama says about this Yesh Armin? What does the Rama say? In one sort? All right. Chumras bi'alma. Ah, come on, it's not real. There's nothing really wrong with what's going on. It's a chumra bi'alma. Why is it a chumra bi'alma? Sounds so wild. You want? I can tell you chumras bi'alma if you want. I can give you a list of mile long chumras bi'alma. It sounds pretty nice Galton to me. It sounds like a pretty good chumra. It sounds like it's a shalat deraisa to me. There's a very good chance that the guy's cooking Bas Mechala in there. What's the answer, says Yerucha Shulchan?
Sorry,
separation. Oh, yeah, Zach said that, but Yerucha Shulchan didn't say that. But you said Rukh Kivayi. What does Yerucha Shulchan say? You know why there's no deraisa here? Take a look in the guy's pot. What do you see? See a pot of meat. You see any milk? There's no milk in there. What are you worried about? That there's milk balua from 6 hours before. That's what you're worried about. Zolzain! There's milk that's balua from 6 hours before. Zolzain Chashulchan, four magic words. What are the four magic words? What is this lacking? Derech Bishlos Yotera. This is not possible to have deraisa. Yeah, there's balsa. Yeah, there's cholav. Yeah, I believe in tapkikit deraisa. But it's not derech Bishlos. Because this is not what's ingredients for a stew. Don't include milk, balua, in the walls of the kli. So what we're saying in a braisa and nafzadi zayim and aleph, and we're limiting kadesh mishmar balsa to be only a derabbanan, we invoke the gemara kub chesem and aleph chulin, and now the chashuba is plugging this into why the Ramah ultimately rejects this chumra. It's called the chumriyam. It's not a real din. Hope Hashem tomorrow. I just want to go back to this Ramah for a minute because there is something very, very significant about this Ramah. As you said, correct about Sikresha. There may be a whole nother factor playing out in this Ramah. But for our purposes, we extracted what we needed for the Ramah. Now we have more work to do in terms of Kedesh, Bishma, Basel, Abash, B'cholav. Even a Nichet to Deraisa, if it is, it's just how far does that Deraisa go? We have a lot more work cut out for us to Shem. You got it?